I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're one of the lucky ones who nailed a big buck this past buck season, well, the DNR wants to have a look at it. We'll talk more about the DNR's Big Buck Contest coming up right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. For several decades now, the DNR has kept a running tally of the biggest bucks killed in the state of West Virginia. It's turned into an annual contest, and Gene Thorne oversees it for the DNR.
If you have a large buck, you know, 8 points or more, you know, looks like a pretty good spread and time length, contact one of our district offices and get hooked up with a measure, or they can take their buck to the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show, which is fourth weekend of January at the Charleston Civic Center, and get it scored. And the if it's killed with a bow, or they're physically challenged and kill one with a crossbow, and it's 125 or above typical, or 55 or above non-typical, it could be entered into our contest. If it's killed with a muzzleloader or the rifle, if it's 140 or 165, it could be entered into the contest.
Deadline is extended to March 15th to accommodate the required 60-day drying period to be officially certified by the Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young systems. Now, Gene says usually that drying period does not take a whole lot away from the rack size.
Not very much. It would be most times less than an inch of measurement.
Thorne says of the bow kills, the four archery-only hunting counties in southern West Virginia tend to produce the biggest racks, but the big bucks taken with guns seem to come from everywhere.
Still southern West Virginia, Kanawha, Boone, Fayette, Raleigh counties historically have been big ones, but over the past 10 years or so, we're getting them from really all over the state now.
And he believes the recent management strategies implemented by the state are to be credited for that.
Regulation changes, which allows antlerless hunting during buck season, which has kind of taken a little bit of the pressure off of the bucks, has allowed some bucks to grow into older age classes. And biologically, age is the number one parameter on a deer growing.
And again, if you have a big buck you killed, call your local DNR office and have it scored and recorded in the state record books. It could mean a prize for you and the reputation of killing the state's biggest buck of the year. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.